Everybody, it's Friday, and we're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports in sunny South Florida Lake Park. I'm Tom. Ladies Man's right there. He's going to make an appearance, and we all know the master entering stage, right? Good morning, Bubba. It is Friday morning. How are you today, my friend?
So I'm doing pretty good so far. We're still trying to figure out this whole, for some reason, something about Facebook changed in a way where it used to do push notifications, right?
Like yes.
Where it's the same thing, somebody sends
you a text.
Is
it something I changed though in the settings?
No,
maybe?
So because our page has been around since 2004, they have changed, Facebook has changed those notifications. So we found out that out of the 35,000 plus people that we have following our page, a quarter of those people aren't even getting the push notifications
that
go live and things like that, because of the fact that Facebook changed those default settings over the past 15 years we've been in business. So it's something that we're going through and working on those settings now to get that change so that it does pop up on your phone, in your pocket.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you know this new Facebook platform, please let us know. Reach out to us. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com, our online catalog, which currently has...
I did it.
Usually it's me, ladies and gentlemen. Our online catalog, which has 20,000 new parts on it, is going to be expanding. We have a webmaster coming in.
I just want to confirm that I did figure out the push notifications, because our girl Carla just found out that it did go through to her phone. And like I said, remember I told
you
last time I saw her?
Yeah.
Her phone was not letting her know, and it used to let her know that, right? So it's something that Facebook did, but it is something that as an individual user, you have to do from your phone until we figure it out on our end. You can actually go in and click on our page where it shows what notifications will come up on your feed.
Interesting.
So now
I wish
obviously
I could
it's
shut
working.
Everybody else's notifications off. They blow me up on
I know. It's like you wake up with notifications.
Like Orange County Choppers, ladies and gentlemen. Bub, the first episode aired last week. It was a Hydromat bike. It was really well done. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it turned out really well, man. It's, great to see the guys back out on the show. Not only Paul Sr. and his entire crew at Orange County Choppers, but also Paul Jr. at
PJD. Yeah.
So it's a great setup, great combo. Love to see them kind of working hand in hand
again.
Yes,
I know you do. I know you do.
Seeing that stuff go down is great. The Buick that they had, God, I wait till you guys see what happens with that thing. Even more behind the scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. We know. And Bub, what would happen if Senior and I would have been in the front end loader of that thing?
For sure. That whole driver's side would have been done. We talked about this yesterday. I kid you not. I actually got into a big blowout with him because I was in the shop walking around every car, and I literally went through this place and inventoried every car in here he has scratched. And I'm like, listen, like, you need to straight up stop. Stop walking around them, stop driving around them, stop getting in them.
The problem was I didn't do this particular scratch, but I'm going to eat it. I will eat this one, Bub.
There's two people that move cars here. How many cars can you say, go ahead, have I ever scratched? Go on, let it rip. How many?
I don't know who you're in here with after hours. You and your buddies come in here and have a beer, and God only knows
no
what
chance.
Takes place.
No.
Oscar Mike bike this week, Bub, on Orange County Choppers. What, 10 o'clock Tuesday night, right?
Yeah, 10 o'clock Tuesday night, Discovery Channel.
Tuesday night. We are going to be on a very upcoming episode, which is...
March 5th.
March 5th at 10 p.m., ladies and gentlemen, on American Chopper. You will see the senior series.
For example, Jeff Graham, good morning, Jeff. He says he always gets the notification, which is great because that's what we want, is for all of our followers out there to get the notification. But it's like some of those, I mean, for me personally, to not even get notifications is crazy because it's like I'm the owner of the page and it never pops up on my own phone.
Speaking of which, Jeff Graham, Bub, I've never scratched his car.
Nope. Okay. Did you tell Jeff he scratched it?
Yeah, Jeff, I told you yesterday.
Well, this is what I have to do, man, is just keep fixing it.
Do you want to tell him how it happened?
No, I don't.
Go ahead.
Why don't you tell him how it happened? I was over there working
away from what happened was, and I could have, by the way.
Your microphone's on backwards, too.
By the way, here, you want to fix it?
Nope.
Fix my microphone.
Nope. Fix it. I'm leaving it.
You talk.
Nope.
Here, you talk.
Go on.
Anyways, Jeff, here's the real story. When we were cleaning the shop over here, Mr. Producer, come fix my microphone.
It's good. Just let it rip.
I got it. By the way, I want to say thank you to our producers standing offset right there, Kyle and Dan.
Yeah, man,
you guys
can't
don't
wait
get to see them, but they're doing great stuff. They got a new fit and feel for the show as well coming.
That's right.
By the way, on your car, Jeff, you know, and I want to just say to him, and you said it yesterday, Jeff's looking really, really, really good. He's been a long time
climbing.
No,
he is looking really good, yeah.
He is beating cancer right now, and damn, he looks good, Bub.
Really good.
His color is phenomenal, man.
Yeah.
And he just walked in yesterday. I was working. I look up, and there he was, man. His color is beautiful. He's got a beautiful Camaro we're doing, and I was moving some things over on the wall, Bub, and I think I pushed the Camaro, and I pushed it into the transmission jack. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that was it. So we got to go back into paint and fix it.
Typical.
So typical, huh?
Yep. That's right. I'm doing a repaint right now, and honestly, not my fault, but I am repainting it because that's what we do. It doesn't matter if it's a small scratch, if it is a small dimple in clear coat, it doesn't matter. At BEM, it has to come out perfect. And this is literally on a custom painted golf cart, and it's a show cart, but at the end of the day, this thing had some dimples. There was actually water in my airlines the last time I shot this thing about a week ago.
That was?
So I had to go through and clear all my airlines. You know, you have dryers on all the airlines in the paint booth. So I actually had water that was in it, and that sprayed out while I was doing my last coat of clear. And sure enough, those water spots will literally dimple all the way down the paint.
Yeah.
And you have to redo the job. So you have to let all that harden up, then sand it all back down, and then start over again. So that's what I've done this morning.
Wow. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Miss Outlaw Boutique is on the web exclusively. And Bubba, I want to say good morning to Greg and all the crew over at B3C Solutions over there, Fuel Solutions over there. We have a big announcement coming out. Everybody will see that next week, correct?
That's right.
Private label, ladies and gentlemen.
Definitely going to be really good. We've got a lot of private label stuff going on.
We've got
some stuff that's going on with Core Wheels. We've got some stuff that's going on from a lubricant standpoint. So we have a lot
B3C
of crazy things.
B3C is a big one, man.
Yeah, a lot of crazy things going on behind the scenes. You guys will be the first to see it. We will do all the social media postings on it, and we'll do some product reviews right here.
Let me just put it this way. Everybody in the motorsports industry knows about stabilizers and mechanic in a bottle, VP Fuels. These are the guys.
Well, that's right, man. And some of this stuff is guaranteed to literally do increases of a minimum of 5% horsepower increases on dyno pulls.
That's right. And you won't put your name on anything
without
stats.
That's a pretty decent number. If you figure you take a 500 horsepower car, which is fairly average in today's world, that's a 25 horsepower increase by a single bottle.
I want to make sure that the BEM dirt track driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman, has some of the product up there.
He could definitely use it for sure. In that kind of environment,
all the
contaminants, keep it fresh. Yeah.
It's going to be pretty cool, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we ever going to talk about what we're talking about here?
And going to have a private label as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk today about a couple things. We have a very, very, very rare 1958 Fossil Vega.
That's right.
Here at the facility. We're going to talk a little bit about the history of that. There were 400 of these cars made. Of the 400, this is one of 36, Bob.
Yeah, these things are pretty cool looking cars, man, right? This thing is something that's super, super rare in its design and style from the late 50s. This one, however, the way that these things were built and designed was with Mopar Hemis, believe it or not, right? Mm-hmm. They came with the 354 V8, which is Hemi powered. These things were fairly quick for the day.
I'd say so,
right?
Yeah.
250, 275 horse.
Pretty good, man.
Fairly quick for that time period, right? This one, however, is actually, as stock as it may look on the outside, it is a full Pro Touring build. It's sitting on a full tube chassis. This is on front and rear Wilwood disc brakes, power steering, air conditioning, full leather interior, all electronic gauges, audio set, everything you could possibly imagine, but has that vintage and factory look of what it should be, 58 Fossil Vega.
These were picked up, Bub, after World War II. I know 45 was the end of World War II, but they were still using the same equipment that they were milling aircraft on in 1945. This was the last of the French full body, if I'm correct, full frame cars, right?
Full frame, yeah.
It went to unibody after that, I think, over there in France, right?
Yep.
And this is the last of the big ones. That's why there was such a limited run on these cars, Bub. You can see they took a lot of the American styling cues, some of the chrome around the windshield pillars, Bub. Give it a very ornate, aggressive look. You can see it has a very neat grille in the front. Bob, talk to everybody. Show them this grille assembly.
I mean, it's massive, bro. I mean, these were cars when cars were cars, right? They had lines. They had style to them now. And that's a total difference from this little bin sitting off here to the side, right? All plastic, total aluminum can over there. We could probably lift that car up if we wanted to.
You could.
Not really. But this was like pure steel. This is what the vintage cars had back in the days, man. They were full steel, front to rear, inside and out. Every piece was some sort of heavy duty metal that was either plated or painted. And that's what you had, was this incredible, beautiful look of the thick chrome, the grills that were, you know, the pop metal and the cast and all that. Now, here's the downside to that. In restoration world, that stuff is really, really hard to work with nowadays. It's almost a lost art to try to bring back things like headlight bezels, surrounds, grills, stuff you can't buy. Like, there's no reproduction for it, especially on a car that there was a limited run of. You're not going to go and pick up the phone and call and get your hands on it like you could this Mercedes right here in the background.
Correct.
That is a plastic Mercedes emblem that's just got a chrome plating over it.
That's correct, Bub. It does have
chrome. And it's not real chrome. You just flake it off.
I love the double stack headlights, Bub. Kind of Green Hornet-esque, something out of Marvel Comics, you know? and kind of neat. A lot of people like the double stack lights on American cars in the 60s as well.
That's right.
It's kind of a nice looking car, isn't it?
Yep.
How does it drive with the Pro Touring suspension?
Super good, man. It's, you know, we did a fast fuel injection setup on this car. So it's, you know, it's a great setup. It's pretty stout. We actually, you know, this motor build is a comp cam setup. So it's got a hydraulic roller setup in this thing. So it is a little bit more than that factory 354 Hemi setup. It does produce a pretty good amount of power and torque, and it gets this car around town just great.
And I think this car's going to see a little
By the way, still has a factory push-button transmission.
It sure does.
Which
it
is really
sure
cool. Like, the park lever is literally a chrome lever that you, like, pivot down.
It does.
Before you can select whether neutral, reverse, drive, 1-2.
And I believe this car is going to see some of the new BEM B3C product in it.
It will.
I think it will. Mr. Producer, did you have a question or something I need to respond to? Real quick. Okay, very good. Okay, so, Bob, beautiful car, ornate. The leather smells great. It's a wonderful, well, I mean, just a good-looking car with the true wire wheels on it, the dual exhaust. It's very cool, and it very much borrowed from the American design. And, you know, musicians, Bub, back in the 60s were all copying the American, the British musicians, the Rolling Stones, The Who, Eric Clapton, were all listening to our blues back in those days, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
Much like we can see the Europeans, the French, anyways, borrowed a lot of American styling cues from this.
Yeah, you know, it's, those cars are great. You know, all the vintage cars had such great lines to them and style to them, and it's a shame that it truly is becoming such a lost art anymore. There's no skilled guys out there that can actually perform the work start to finish, at least in any sort of good quality fashion that lasts more than 6 months. But it's, you know, it's a lost art, you know, and it's crazy because these are some of the most beautiful lines you'll get out of cars. Now that's, it's night and day. You can't even compare to like today's modern performance vehicles. It's, they're just not even on the same plate, but it's still something to look at in both worlds.
It's really, really well done. Bub, you did a beautiful job on this car as well.
Turned
out
great.
Do you want to tell us about this car, Bub?
I think that's it.
Bub, let's talk a little bit about this 2007.
Did you wreck that car?
I did not, but you remember you were at home. I found the owner of this car high-sided on an island in the grocery store parking lot. Tell everybody about that.
So for some reason, I'm literally at my house. This is on a weekend. He sends me a picture of this car in the middle of a median, like in the front of a ditch. And I'm like, what could this guy be getting into right now, right? Well, 2 hours later, total silence. This thing shows up out front of my house. He plays a gag on me and thinks it's funny to drop this car in my driveway that had no front end on it. I'm talking the bumper, the hood. The front wheels were literally turned completely in. The lower control arm snapped in half. The car did not roll at all. And it was just unloaded in my driveway completely like that. And I was like, bro, you should have sent it to the shop because I can't move this car.
I was trying to see if I could find a picture of it, Bub, because it was kind of funny. Sitting on the island with the door open and everything
It wasn't funny at all.
No, it wasn't funny. It was kind of sad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But anyways, Bub, we got it over to your house because we had to get emergency surgery done on it. It was quicker to get it over there than the facility. You got it up and got a control arm under it just to get her back on the road and get her out and mobile again. A couple months later, when you had access to the car, you brought it in. What did you find underneath, Bub?
So yeah, man, it's you know, it's something simple. You know, what's nice working on the modern stuff is it's all fairly accessible. So to get parts for these things is nice and easy. Now, that doesn't mean you still aren't dealing with sometimes in today's world changes or modifications that have happened at the manufacturers. And in this case, if you guys look, this front bumper actually has four headlight washers, the cutout center in it. Now, when you order from dealerships and you're ordering Mopar specific parts, Mercedes specific parts, Ford, doesn't matter who it is, you have to use the VIN number, whether it's the entire VIN, the last seven, the last eight, and that will actually give you and the guys looking at Mercedes, for example, they will pull up every part that was on that car in the assembly line as it came down, and you can get the exact fit part when you're done. Do not scratch the fossil, please, when you walk up here with that bumper. God dang it, I gotta watch this guy. Seriously, put bubble wrap around him. Just painted that bumper. So now, as you can see, you're looking at the factory Mercedes bumper, and there are no washer holes that are in this thing for the headlights, like it was an option on the car. However, Mercedes has redesigned this bumper cover, whether you look it up under VIN number or not, that does have the washer hole cutout in it because they moved it from 2007 onward. They all came with that cutout. So now this car has the new design bumper on it, and we have to actually go ahead and get in those headlight caps.
Bub, point out to me and the audience, if you would please, where the factory washer or the superseded factory washer plate would have been in the old bumper.
So it'd be like the same spot here and then right about here.
So these are some of the things that you deal with when you come into these cars.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, in this case, it was all done through an insurance job because it's, of course, an insurance-related item. So you actually have to have not only the insurance adjuster come out, they have to look over everything and confirm the damage that's done to the factory bumper cover, getting the new bumper cover, the parts coming from the dealership or aftermarket if that's the route that they decide to go. In this case, they did decide to give us all Mercedes-Benz factory parts, which is great because you know I like to build with true genuine parts from dealers, not the aftermarket stuff that's like 98% but not perfect. Now we still have to go through and do some additional work to it.
Well, I want to talk about this car had been wrecked, but I feel like I've caught an English bulldog. This bumper cover, we can see, has no paint on it here and has been taped together several times in the past. Can we talk a little bit about what kind of quality of work is this, man, that came from a previous shop?
Terrible, man. It's, you know, and those are just like stupid fixes that people were doing to it that just didn't last. It's going to be one of you two scratching something. I can see it right now. You guys are probably going to witness it. Chris Burke is out there watching, and he already knows that something's getting scratched.
I didn't scratch his Jeep.
He's scratched many things.
I've never scratched his Jeep.
Okay.
Good thing you're getting ready to paint it.
No.
Kevlar.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's different. Yeah. I don't want to have to repaint it.
No.
All right. So what do we got?
We're talking about the quality. They didn't even paint the underside of this, Bub. Nobody even leaned down to paint it.
Yeah, no. So that thing's actually been painted before, you know, which is a shame. You know, you're working with something that should have been done properly. Naturally, when we paint things, we take everything off of the car. And it doesn't matter if it's a small blend and a blemish. We will pull it all the way down. And in this case, you can see that the last time somebody had done a paint job on this car, all of this black shadowing you see here is actually where they didn't get enough paint on it. What's worse is they got more paint underneath the car on the factory control arms, the inner fender liners, on, for example, like the fog light grills, the lower grill. I actually went through with a brush when I was done
and
had to hand clean all of that to get all that factory overspray off that somebody else did before.
By the way, were you paid to do that?
No.
No, not at all. Bob, I also want to show that, this is a little hard, ladies and gentlemen, I also want to show that somebody used tape throughout the last, since the last accident. Now he's really got a hold of it, Bub. They use tape on here to hold the bumper cover together, which is not the way you want to do business, right? Here you go, D. You want the tape? You can have it here. You can have the bumper cover, D. Let me give it to you. Take it from this side. There you go. I told you you'd see the ladies, man, before the day was over. So, Bub, let's talk about some of the other damage you found on this. All four control arms were also bent on the car. The struts were bent. One of the strut rods was bent. And also, Bub, tell us about the engineering on the suspension. There's a center bolt that goes through the control arms and what it does and what its purpose is.
So it's a fairly great design, actually.
Yes.
You know, it's something that not only Mercedes was doing, but also Mopar did a lot of it, you know, on a lot of their vehicles as well, the Daimler Chrysler being part of Mercedes. The suspension designs on those cars, much like the Challengers, the modern Challengers, they were all of that Mercedes design. So doing things like control arms, suspension springs, struts, all of that is very close and similar. The lower control arms on these cars, where they actually have not the ball joint on the outer sides, then where they meet at the spindles, but on the insides where they have the bushings, which is the rubber isolator, and then also the center aluminum bushing as well, where that goes through, for example, the K-member or its mounting location that the bolt runs through, those will typically be oval, and you can do your adjustments from there if you needed to from an alignment standpoint. Well, what's nice about these things is they all actually have inside of that oval four almost humps that center the bolt, so that this thing can sit dead on, so these arms sit exactly where they should. And when this thing went over and into the ditch, the violence and the rate of the weight of the vehicle pushed all of those in, and it threw all of the arms off and pushed all those bolts from the center out to the outer edges.
And continuing driving of it rounded out the factory mounting locations because it was wobbling and bouncing so badly, which created an issue for you getting it correct and getting it lined up properly.
Yep.
Is what it was. I think you're waiting for a couple more things, Bub. One of the things you found that during its previous service history, people hadn't even replaced the cover that goes underneath of here, Bub. In fact, I may be able to show it to you. It is right here. This cover, Bub, let's talk a little bit about what this cover is and what it means.
So, listen. If you guys, I'm just throwing it out there, if you guys are not professionals in the industry, just don't freaking work on somebody's car, right? They literally, the last shop, gave this back to the client and had no idea where it went on their car. Fairly big piece to not know where it goes after they changed the battery. definitely goes on top of the battery. So we'll go ahead and take care of that for the client and get them sealed back up like they should be.
So it sits, Bub, underneath this black plastic cover here. It also prevents water from running into the cabin air filter.
That's right, yeah.
What, Bub, is a cabin air filter, please?
So that's actually the inlet air filter for where you're actually pulling in that fresh air to your HVAC system, to the interior cabin of the car. So you definitely want to make sure that that is free of moisture, free of blocks. Naturally, it does get wet when you're dealing with rain conditions, things like that, but you want to have that as sealed up as possible and have all of your drains on the bottom side of it exposed so it doesn't clog up. Then you get that disgusting mildew smell in your car, and then you have to go through a bunch of work to get that right.
Kind of neat, Bub. It's almost like a house air filter, isn't it?
Essentially,
helps filter out impurities coming into the cab, correct? Yep. A lot of environmental things when you're driving, Bub, on the highway and the pollen coming in, you know, road grime and dirt and stuff like that. A lot of stuff that you want to get out of the car.
That's right.
Correct, Bub?
Yep.
So, Bub, let's talk a little bit about, we've got a new fit and finish coming to the shows with some things going on. We have a lot going on with the shows. We'll be building the OCC Senior Series choppers from here right behind us offset, Bub, as well. March 3rd, we're with...
March 5th.
March 5th, we're live with the guys. And that weekend, I think a couple days before that, we are going to be holding our first ever inaugural Exotic Modern Performance car show right here from 5 to 8 p.m. I think it is.
Yeah, it's something that you know, is in the works right now. We're gonna go ahead and start doing some social media stuff on that probably in the next week or so. It's something you won't want to miss. We are having tons, and I'm talking tons, of sponsors and high-end product manufacturers come out with displays to set up here at the shop. We are going to be showcasing all those products, whether it be performance exhaust systems, whether it be true carbon fiber for all of these high-end exotics, the Lamborghinis, the Porsches, the Ferraris, the Astons. All of it will be here on display for you to see it, touch it, feel it, order it, get it installed, whatever it is you want to do.
I know, by the way, you and Phil Heck were speaking yesterday. Phil is the owner of Heck Industries, Woodward Fabrication. They have been your fabrication house for many, many years. You have a whole new fabrication area being installed, Bub.
I do.
All new equipment coming in, a lot of money.
Yeah, it's you know, a lot of crazy things. You know, you don't need that kind of fabrication equipment on modern vehicles unless you're doing custom enclosures in the trunk, for example, roll cage deletes, you know, rear seat deletes, things like that. If you're doing that kind of stuff, you'll do, of course, sheet metal fabrication. Maybe you're making center consoles, whatever it may be. But we are getting a ton of new equipment in from Woodward Fab. We already have the best of the best from them,
yes.
But now they have moved that bar even higher, and they're sending some insane hydraulically operated stuff.
Really
gonna
cool
be awesome.
Stuff. It's great, great jump forward. You've built a lot of things over the years on Woodward
Fab.
It's the only one you'll ever use. You don't use anybody else, Bub.
Yep, they've got everything you need to get any job done.
And it does, it doesn't.
Yeah.
So, Bub, until next week, I think that's going to wrap up this segment. What else do you have to share with us today?
Yeah, you know, that's it. You guys stay tuned for our social media stuff, especially the Instagram side. All of that will link through to our Facebook side, but the Instagram side, you guys see all the sneak peeks of behind the scenes, what we've got going on here in the shop, whether it's the insane stuff inside, the ball player side of it, the celebrity side, the OCC stuff we are doing with Paul Sr. and the guys up there in New York. A lot of crazy things going on, so stay tuned for it. You won't want to miss it.
Super fun stuff, isn't it?
That's right.
Bub, thank you very much for joining us on this episode like you do every day. After all, we are doing it
Bubba style.
Doing it Bubba style. Been doing it 16 years, Bub. Really, really, really proud of that. Big thanks to Dan and Kyle behind the cameras for getting us out there today. Look for a new fit and finish of the completed and edited post show. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of great ideas and stuff being floated around in the entertainment arm of the EM business. It's pretty exciting. I want to remind everybody, Tuesday night, 10 o'clock on American Chopper, let's watch the Oscar Mike bike. It's really, really cool. I'm sure we'll see a couple things get broken there like we do around here, ladies and gentlemen. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Be looking for our brand new addition to our online catalog, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose on the web, ladies and gentlemen. All new apparel, all new products, great stuff. Instagram, Miss Outlaw Boutique. Woodward Fab, got to thank them, man. Been with us a lot of years. Woodward Fab is fabrication done Bubba style, and B3C Fuel, their whole team, man. Thank all of them, Greg and the whole crew up there. They've killed it to get everything in-house by next week when the production team is in for the network show. Big stuff coming, Bub. You've got a big build coming up as you're standing offset over there. Do you not? That's going to make another major television appearance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I was trying to think about it for a second. Hey, let me put it this way, too. You guys can't see me, but get ready for SEMA 19. There's going to be quite a few rides rolling there from BU.
Yes, you have SEMA 19 we're doing.
And pretty stout stuff.
And you've got another huge Discovery episode you're building for right now.
All right, I'm turning my mic off. Quit talking.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. Ladies and gentlemen, doesn't matter what kind of crap you're going through or what people throw your way. Put it behind you. Stay positive. Move forward. Let the negativity deal with the people who are negative. That's the realm they deal in, ladies and gentlemen. It's a miserable place to live. They don't know happiness, okay? So let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the doors for somebody who's got their hands full. A mom with a baby. An elderly person with groceries in their hands. It doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. If somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, guys, reach into your trunk and grab a pair of your old sweaty sneakers. Say, here, man, have a good day. Take care of them. Somebody standing on the corner with a sign that says, we'll work for food. U.S. veteran, doesn't matter what they are. Take them right there across the corner. Citgo 7-Eleven, it doesn't matter. Protein bar and a power shake is cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. Sales at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com, ladies and gentlemen. Get your ideas in. We'll get them over to the producers. They're going to have our show topics in hand by Tuesday or Wednesday so everything can be pre-planned. So sales at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a great weekend and let's keep on doing it Bubba style. Little man, you ready to go grab some food? Are you ready for lunch, little man? Huh?